This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
A new campground of sorts is now set up for homeless individuals living in Paso Robles. City officials say the main goal is to relocate people living in the Salinas Riverbed, where several fires have ignited. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
Kerman Allen has been in Paso Robles for more than 15 years. The last few years, he's been living with others in tents along the riverbed. He's decided to come up and check out the new campsite because, as of Thursday, no one has stayed there.
It's pretty nice, actually. It takes one person to come out of the group and say, hey, I live up top, and then that's when a lot of people start moving in.
Allen says he's not sure if the men he knows along the riverbed will move to the new spot, but he thinks this will be a better, more secure location for the women and children who are living along the river.
I'm telling all the ladies when they come out, hey, you don't want to stay down here. You know what I mean? Because all the guys, the girls will be up here. I can tell you that.
The campsite opened this week along River Road on city-owned acreage called Borky Flats. The site has fresh water, porta-potties, an outdoor shower, camping tents, and daily food service. Paso Robles Fire Battalion Chief Randy Harris says the decision to create the camp was driven by the risk of fires in the riverbed.
City of Paso Robles has had over 300 fires in the riverbed in the last 42 months, and so it's really important that we look at reducing the fire risk.
Harris says although the budget is not final, the cost to the city to run the camp includes monthly rental expenses of $3,500 for the portable bathrooms, a generator, and lighting. Providing security will cost up to $17,000 monthly. The city reports the operational costs could run potentially as high as $1.2 million over a year. But at a July City Council meeting, Paso Robles Mayor Steve Martin says he knows it's a very expensive proposition during an economic downturn.
But I can only ask, how expensive will it be if another fire starts up and it is started by the homeless and it does burn down homes and it does kill people? I just don't think that we have much of a middle road to walk here.
Harris says the campsite is intended to last up to a year, but could be longer depending on needs. The city is building a permanent homeless shelter, expected to open in mid-2021, aiming to house up to 50 people at a time. Reporting in Paso Robles, I'm Angel Russell.
KCBX News coverage of California and the Central Coast will continue in a half an hour.